She got dirt, and she's ready to go.
Hey, Jenny.
The Branford Academy of Hair and Cosmetology Dirt Report.
Don't put me in your dirt report.
With Hot 93.7, Jenny Boom Boom.
Jenny Boom Boom.
Hi, Jay.
What up, Jenny? Welcome to work. Thanks for showing up.
Yo, you sound so stink. No, I mean, Max is homesick again. Thank God the kids get out of school early, because then Sasha could get off the bus to watch him. But I had to wait for her to get off the bus. Like, it's like...
I told everybody, you got responsibilities, man. It's winter in Connecticut.
I just need to get a babysitter. I just got too much family watching my kids. You know what I'm saying? So when they're busy, that's it. I should get like a babysitter.
I can do that. Look what time I leave here. You got a treadmill at your house?
No, I don't.
Oh, so
if I did, I'd be thinner.
I'd be like, I'm there.
Yo, Meech, keep the camera on Jay the whole time, because I got some serious acne happening over here. Super stress going on.
All right, so Joel Santana got a one-month extension on his prison bid, Jenny, so he can do some stuff for Love and Hip Hop. He got an episode they're trying to film down in Georgia. Tyler Perry got something to do with it, but I don't know.
Okay.
I don't watch the show, so I don't know anything about that, but he's not going to jail that soon. So he's going to jail February 28th now.
I feel like I would want to start my prison sentence, because he's got, what, 27 months?
27 months starting February 28th.
Okay, and that's for bringing the gun into the airport Newark Airport.
And then he ran. Yeah, he ran.
He also had like something else in his bag, like some pills, right?
I guess.
He got caught up at security.
Drugs is hip-hop.
And then he's like, oh, crap, I brought the wrong bag. Let me run. Yeah,
Could you imagine me? I'm like, oh, man, it's going down.
So, but, you know, I mean, on the show, they did open up that they felt like he had a little bit of a drug problem happening.
Yeah.
So when you are taking stuff, sometimes your mind is altered. Like you, Jay.
Yeah.
Like you have an issue.
Yes.
Kind of, you know.
Uh-huh.
And we live with it.
Yeah.
Your drug addiction.
Uh-huh.
But, you know, this is like, I would want to, like, start my thing now. My sentence, like, this second.
I'm not waiting.
I feel like as soon as I was sentenced, I would want to go.
I'm not even going back outside. Walk me back to get my jumper.
But he's probably like, let me get some money. Let me put some money away for my new wife, Kimbella.
And that's what his lawyer is saying. He said it's crucial to his professional career that he be able to participate and get some closure on this before he gets locked up. So he's trying to get that check.
Yo, are they going
to
do like little like things like with him on Love and Hip Hop from jail? Like conversations, like phone calls, like visits?
I don't know. I'm sure. That'd be good TV.
That'd be interesting.
Yeah, that'd be interesting. I could see that happening.
Okay, so three known associates, speaking of jail, of Tekashi 6ix9ine just got hit with federal indictments. And law enforcement sources are saying that Tekashi dropped a dime on one of them for the Chief Keef shooting.
Jenny, didn't I say this like a month or so ago? I said Tekashi's gonna be snitching on these people so he can get back in the streets, start making music, and nobody gonna care.
I'm really hoping that this news report is correct. This is from a reliable source.
Uh-huh.
But I'm just saying, like, because this is like dangerous now.
Yeah.
Now this is dangerous.
Yeah.
All right, so law enforcement sources are saying Katia McKenzie, Anthony Ellison, and Damar Butler have all been indicted in connection with the same crimes for which Tekashi was indicted.
Uh-huh.
More specifically, McKenzie, a.k.a. Kuda B, was indicted right after Tekashi spoke with investigators and pinned him as the trigger man at the Chief Keef shooting last June in Times Square.
Not Kuda B!
This guy right here said he was allegedly paid $10,000 to shoot Chief Keef. Speaking of McKenzie, Katia McKenzie.
I need more bread for that.
So you might remember, leading up to that shooting, Tekashi and Chief Keef had been beefing.
Mm-hmm.
And two men, including a known Tekashi associate, tracked down Chief Keef in New York City and opened fire but missed.
Okay.
Which is making me think they were just trying to scare him.
That's it.
Authorities have not apprehended Katia McKenzie yet. Ellison is already in custody for allegedly kidnapping and assaulting Tekashi.
Mm-hmm.
And this guy Butler was busted by the ATF on Wednesday. They're all expected to appear in court this afternoon. These guys were in the streets.
The feds ain't like the local police, Jenny. When they come for you, it's a wrap.
The U.S. Attorney's Office for the Southern District of New York has declined so far to comment on Tekashi's cooperation. So, you know, the feds have been looking into whether Tekashi ordered the hit after he appeared to tell on himself on video.
Yeah.
You know, and I have to say, like, the internet has not been fun at all since Tekashi got locked up.
Not at all.
It really hasn't.
I agree.
I feel like we need this guy back in the streets, kind of, in a way. No?
Mm-mm.
No. Okay. Jay's like, no. Mm-mm. He's like, absolutely not.
I ain't gonna go that far.
Okay. Hot 3 at 3 countdown's coming up. We got tickets on the way for Toni Braxton.